Gary, and in the end, it's kind of turned out worst case scenario today, which it didn't look like at one point.
Yeah, obviously that's always the reality of everything. Look, today was, if looking at the game and how it was, I think it's the first time I've seen it. We played with fear, you know, and we haven't been doing that, so it's very surprising in terms of we prepared exactly the same. And I said to you at the start, we've been taking this challenge on as a trying to meet it head on and not as fear. And I saw fear today in the team, and that's what pressure does at times. And I think then when you play with that fear, you're kind of hoping your teammate does something for you. You don't quite do what you need to do at your maximum. And obviously in the other games where we've been playing without that fear or trying to meet that fear head on, we've seen the results from it. So today was surprised to see that, because we prepare very hard for this and exactly the same preparation. I just don't think we handled the pressure and the fear of that situation, you know, well enough, and that caused us to not perform how we've been performing.
It's a football truth, isn't it? You know, you get your noses in front, as Shea Adams did. If you can hold on for 5 or 10 minutes, it could be a different game.
Yeah, and that's down to game management in those situations. And again, in the other games, we've done that very well. And a bit of a surprise today, if I'm honest with you. You've got that goal up, and you want to then make sure you're solid for the next 5-10 minutes and not give away anything cheap. We didn't do that. And I think it was from the start to finish today, I think that pressure and that fear caused us not to perform, you know, and it made players make very simple mistakes that we haven't seen, and unfortunately then ends up costing you. But look, it's not all lost, you know. We're still in the position that going into that last game, of course we wanted the opportunity missed today of securing that survival, so there's obviously a big disappointment from that. But look, we always said it's going to be a very difficult situation coming into this, so it goes to the last game. We have all our fans there, and we have to make sure that we approach it, which we did do this week, but we have to make sure that the players have to learn that lesson from today, that when we go to next week, we have to do it the way that we have been doing the other ones, mean it head on, giving everything that we got, and make sure that we get the result that we need.
Weathered a bit of a storm in the early part of the second half, yeah. But then there were a couple of chances. Again, you know, Michael Morrison had one at the back stick, a ball that didn't quite bounce to Sam Gallagher. Very close.
Yeah, we had the chances to get the result, and especially going and taking that lead, we had the chances. But like I said, the whole performance was, you know, it wasn't where what we have been, you know, which surprises me, because, like I said, they were a good bunch of lads. They worked very hard, and we prepared exactly the same. And I just think, yeah, that side of it, that's that little bit of fear creeped in today. And surprised to see that, if I'm honest. But look, we have to dust ourselves down, and we understand what we have to do. We understood before coming into this game what we have to do. We have to sit, talk with the players, prepare right this next week, and make sure that we get the result and we get to the situation, which the be-all and end-all was to make sure we stay in this league, and we have that opportunity. So we have to, whilst we still have that, we have to make sure that we give everything that we got next week.
This is one of the frustrations for all three managers that Blues have had this season, is continuity of the ball in midfield. That's been the missing link, or I think perhaps it was the missing link again today.
Yeah, look, we knew that coming here, it's a tight pitch. We knew that in terms of the players, we expected them to make changes, so we kind of prepared for what they did. And in terms of the numbers they have in the midfield, the intricate bits, we knew physically as well, with like Smith and Silla as well, that we needed that physicality to be solid in the game for the first hour. That was the plan, but we never quite did it. We never quite did it as a team. You know, we played within ourselves today, which is quite strange, considering what we've been doing. So, but what we have to do is, and what the players have to do, and as I said to them at the end, we have to learn that lesson very, very quickly and make sure that next week it's not like that. You know, we don't play within ourselves because of that pressure. You know, you have to look at it in the way that we have been looking at it, meeting it head on and giving everything that we got. And the effort's always there, but in terms of what that does is it makes you playing slightly within yourselves, not on purpose, but that's what playing with that little bit of fear in your mind does, and we have to get rid of that and make sure that it's not like that this weekend.
Bottom line, isn't it? Play with no fear against Fulham.
Exactly, and we've been doing it, you know, and that's what was surprising bit, was, you know, to see that today. So, but look, to learn from that very quickly and make sure that we prepare right this weekend, talk to the players, make them understand that, which we've already started to do, and make sure that we go out in front of all of our fans and the full house next week, and we finish making sure that we're in this league.